When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome back to Tuesday Morning Baseball, brought to you, of course, by Tuesday Morning. And we've got an exciting one for you today, folks. It's the head-to-head matchup of the medium-hitting Adam Caton Holland versus the soft-tossing Benjamin Roy down here at Ironhide Stadium.
Whoa. Are you saying Ben and I are going to compete against each other in baseball?
That's right! What the
We're getting bigger.
Fire up those bottle rockets and drink that lemonade on your porch. It's high summer season, and you're listening to the Grolic Saves the World. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
Fire up the lemonade.
I didn't say fire up the lemonade. I said fire up the bottle rockets. This is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through challenges. And it is heating up. It's the high summer months. I hate to date these episodes by saying what time of year it is, because I'm sure you could be listening 20 years from now at the Smithsonian when you're going through past historic podcast recordings.
Definitely.
However, in our current time, it is high summer 2023.
And this is, just so you know, future listener, this is when you could go outside in the summer and, like, be out in the world. You didn't have to be in one of the heat shelters. So
there was water.
Just imagine there being, like, a world with, like, grass and plants and, yeah, you'd go outside. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we were still averaging, what, 120, 130 degrees on a good day? It hadn't yet, not scorching the skin off hot.
But well, it had been reasonable. A wet spring and early summer, and so we were bought a bit more time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. But the question, future listener, is what to do with that time that we've been afforded. And Ben Roy is a funny friend. He really is. Because he recently just decided to sort of start talking shit to me, Adam Caton Holland, about his baseball skills. Out of the blue, my punk rock, never played sports that he talks about much friend just decided to say, I'm better at baseball than
never
you,
played sports.
Never played
that
sports that he talked about much. That's
okay. Yeah. First of all, I skateboarded. I talk about that.
Yeah,
I snowboarded.
That's definitely a real
sport. Those aren't sports. Oh, they aren't sports. Okay, it's not a physical
sports
activity.
Sports are played with balls and teams.
No, they aren't. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Tell that to my kids' ultimate frisbee league.
Okay, so beer pong is a sport.
That's a ball. That's a team. Yeah.
It's crazy. That's a nuts definition.
Well, I was privy to this conversation, and I will say that Ben came in with some back of the baseball card facts. He said he could throw a baseball farther than you. That's what started this whole thing.
It's just like, again, I'm not saying that you didn't play sports and stuff growing up. It is not what I think of you as. I don't think of you as a kid who played sports a ton growing up. Whereas I
was around the sports a lot. The sports were prevalent where I was.
So are 400-pound journalists. That doesn't mean they play.
No, but the thing is that I did play baseball when I was younger. I played throughout grade school and middle school.
What position did you play?
Well, I mean, it was at that age where you kind of played everything, but mostly...
You tell us what position you played.
Mostly left field. Way out in left field.
Same and, here. Same
it's
here.
Not right. It's, you know what they say about left field? It's not right.
No, but stop it. Stop it, okay? I know you're going to... That's ridiculous. You field a lot because most people are righties and most people pull, and you know that. You field a lot when you're out there in left field, so you can just stop with
bullshit. It's very strange how this all came to be. Like, somehow we just started talking baseball, and Ben just immediately said, I
didn't
can throw harder than you, Adam.
I didn't say that.
You
that
did.
Wasn't it. I didn't come right at you. No, I did not,
I was. here.
It's
I
so
was
funny.
Here.
We hit record and you just back the fuck
no,
off.
No, I'm not backing
kept,
the fuck
I kept
off.
Saying,
I fully
hit record.
I can
hit
fuck
record.
You up in a baseball challenge.
Okay, so there, you just said it again.
Yes, I
you
can
think
do
that
it.
You. You yeah. think that you can fuck me up in a baseball challenge?
Yes, I
so
can.
So go ahead, lay out the parameters, and I'm gonna. I've never done this. I've never guaranteed anything on this podcast. I will defeat Ben in every single category he
Whoa.
Lays out for this baseball.
You're
challenge.
Calling and, it Babe Ruth style,
unless it's striking out. Unless it's striking out, which you will probably be better at than me.
Here's what I think. I think we go to a batting cage. We have a hitting challenge. All right.
Yep, sure.
I think we see who can throw a baseball the furthest. I think we see who can throw a baseball the fastest.
Yep.
And I think we see an accuracy challenge. And the only thing that I will give you any bit of credit as potentially being able to do better than I do
uh-huh.
is accuracy. That's the only wow. thing I'll give you. I think I'll generate more
wow.
power.
I want to also participate, so I'm adding sunflower seed chewing to this. Who can chew the most seeds?
Oh, that's great, Andrew. Thank you for joining us. This is between Adam and I.
I'm good. I'm ambidextrously mouthed. I can do either side of the
Andrew's
mouth.
Andrew's just choking on the next to the batting cage. Andrew, slow
Andrew,
down, dude.
Andrew's a baseball fan, like the
I
rest
am, and
of
I played
us.
In Little League. I'm so bad, though. I would not even pretend to preen about with my skills, but I will participate.
Just the logic of Ben.
Okay,
right
well, first of all, I'm fucking 10 inches taller than you are, okay?
Wow.
I'm,
you're like
I'm
an
fucking,
inch or two on a
to
good
to those
day.
Of you who listen and have never matters. Heard the pod, Ben is willowy. He's a tall guy. He's
okay, I'm like, I'm 5'11"-ish. You're, what, 5?
I say 5'9". I say 5'9", so you got 2 inches.
5'6".
You got 2 inches.
You're 5'6".
No, 5'9".
5'6"-ish.
Well, and I'll tell you this as an impartial observer. I think of you two as being exactly the same height.
Oh, shut
Thank
your
you, Andrew.
Fucking mouth.
I'm sorry.
You're not even contributing to
I'm
anything
sorry.
To this other than you'll have seeds.
Was it Honus Wagner who said the 2 inches between 5'9 and 5'11 make a difference between a guy who played high school varsity baseball and a dude
My
who played
reach
on
is
fucking
way
wreck
further
in
than
Maine?
Yours. You're so fucking ridiculous, Adam. First of all, you view yourself as being this amazing athlete. I crushed mm-hmm. you at jiu-jitsu. I would crush you at snowboarding.
Again, not
and
a sport because there's no ball and there's no team.
Okay, stop it. And then, okay, so wrestling's not a sport.
No ball, no team. Just a okay. just a reason for yeah. anorexic boys to hang out together.
Boys who like to spit into cups all day.
That doesn't even make any. Who spits into
cups? You never know those wrestlers. You don't remember those wrestlers trying to make weight? They just sit there and spit in a cup all day.
Oh, I thought you meant their cups.
Oh, their athletic supporter. No, that's yeah. something else. That's a different. That's wrestling after hours,
like,
bud.
They do that. Am I not getting any yeah. of that?
Adam, no, bring it up next time you go to try.
I think you have a fucked up foot.
Wow.
And I'm going to fuck you up. I'm
I don't think that
fuck
fucked up foot is going to be relevant at all in this
you
baseball skill
challenge.
You have
to drive off when you're pitching.
We're not
you
doing a base path speed run. I don't think that foot's going to be a factor.
He can't push off. I guarantee you he can't push off the mound. I guarantee
my foot, it was surgically repaired. I play soccer every Wednesday. I'm athletic. I can do this shit. I don't even want to boast further. I almost want your words to just hang you in this episode.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
But I do want to say I played competitive baseball from about 11 to 14, not rec, which I'm sure was what you played. I played competitive.
What are you, why do you assume that I played
You're
rec
both
baseball?
I was so unlikable
one,
in
one
this
One of those
challenge.
Who was good enough to go up to competitive. Then I played high school baseball. I swung varsity when I was a sophomore, and I got on varsity junior year, and then I had to quit because I liked soccer more, and I was playing on an outdoor soccer team. So I quit playing baseball junior year of high school, having played varsity for
sure.
2 years. And you're saying that equates to you being a 12-year-old reject in left field.
Wow.
All right, it's
all
on.
Right.
Fuck this,
all right.
It's on.
Well,
okay, so
we've got our challenge. We're going to hit a batting cage. We're going to see who's the better hitter. We're going to hopefully see who can throw it the hardest. That one will be the trickiest to pull off.
The fucked up thing about America is it's easier to find a real gun than a speed gun.
Yeah, so that's fucked up. Going to be, start putting some radar guns in kids' hands.
Get radar guns.
We're going to see who can throw it farther.
Then we'll put some cans in a fence.
Yeah, we're going to see who can throw it the most accurately.
Cans in a fence. And then we're rolling up our pants, and I'm going to trick Ben into painting that fence.
I do. I could use a coat of paint on my fence. But
Adam.
Yeah, Ben. What's up?
I want you, after this is done, and after I formally fucking just drag you through the mud, I want you to acknowledge that you are athletically inferior to me.
Oh, my God.
I want you after this because you seem to have a problem accepting that I'm a better athlete than
you. So Adam has...
Because you're not a better athlete.
Adam has called a shot and said he's going to win every single one.
Do you remember the climbing challenge when I fucking smoked you?
Sports have balls.
I feel like we're treading dangerously into back of the t-shirt territory.
All right, folks.
Sports have
this challenge
balls.
Is brought to you
end
by,
of story.
By No Fear
and Big Johnson.
And Big Johnson t-shirts.
We're teetering on the brink. So we have our challenge. Adam, if Ben beats you in this challenge, will you, on record on the pod, admit that he's the better athlete? Because you guaranteed and you called your shot.
No, because no.
Okay. Well, at least you're being honest now.
Because if that, then I want a basketball, and then I want soccer, and then football, and we'll really decide.
Basketball stuff. I never played basketball, so it wasn't a sport that I played.
I would definitely be better at basketball than baseball, which isn't saying much. But
I will guarantee victory on this one.
You're going to be sucking the stitches on my fucking American pastime cock. All right, bud.
All right, we've fully teetered off the edge into the worst kind of sports talk.
Into your gi. You're going to be weeping into your gi with the other no hand eye coordinating halves people at your gym. There, I said it.
Okay, I would pick a fight with trained killers. That's a good idea. All right, why don't we do this?
This is not about fighting, it's about sports.
I'd pick a fight with trained killers. Why don't you come to the school?
I just
want
to apologize to our listeners.
To our faces, you fucking loser. All right, anyway, why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy to just cut some of this tension?
I'm worked up. I am worked up.
These two are lathered.
We're going to listen.
You're stupid.
We're going to listen to some stand-up comedy. Of course, we have a live show at the Bug Theater. It's happening the last Saturday of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater. Like I said, tickets are on sale. You can get them now, as always, down in the show notes. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy. And when we return, Adam will be eating humble pie. He'll have to take insulin for his type 1 diabetes.
That's how much pie he's eating.
He's had so much he actually damaged his pancreas from the humble pie.
And Ben will remember that just because you became a karate guy in your 30s doesn't mean you can play sports.
Fuck you. Fuck
wow.
you. Stay tuned.
Wow.
Fuck you. Stay tuned.
I love baseball. I love baseball so much. Baseball is the first thing I ever got into that made me think, maybe I'm a little autistic. That's how much I love baseball. I have absorbed so much baseball that I am unpleasant to talk to about it. People are like, I guess I don't like baseball because I don't like talking to you about it. So I'm wrong. I guess I don't like it. But I do like baseball, but they made a bunch of changes. Not a bunch. They made a few changes this season to try to make it more exciting. And baseball doesn't need to be exciting. Baseball is famously fucking boring. How boring is baseball? Well, it's prescribed that you should think about baseball when you yell it out. Yell it out. Yes, when you want to last longer in sex, when you don't want to come, you think about baseball. It's homeopathic medicine so you can last longer in bed. And it's the only thing anyone ever mentions. There's never another alternative. Like, think about an antique hot rod show or something. Like, yeah, that's fucking boring too. Nope, it's baseball. And it's always fucking baseball. Baseball is like anti-sex. That's how boring it is. And they're like, well, we're going to make it more exciting this year. We're adding some clocks so it feels kind of like minorly stressful when they're like pitching and shit. And we made the bases larger. They're like, we made the bases larger so the game's more exciting. Oh, really? How much larger did they make the bases, you might be wondering? Well, they went from 15 square inches to 18 square inches. Yeah, everyone calm down. Quit screaming. I know. It's so exciting. Oh, my God! You mean these bases are like 4.5 inches closer to each other? Like half of a human foot? Holy shit! Nah, we're cooking with gas. Yeah! Woo! This is exciting. It's funny. If you want to make baseball exciting by increasing the bases, you'd better really increase the bases. I'm talking like 5-10 square feet. You gotta go like Captain Crunch oops all bases on this shit. Like that infield had better be mostly bases.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shout-outs, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
Hello and welcome back to Act 2 through the magic of podcasting. Oh, I love that time song. Has passed. We are a week, we're many weeks later, but we've completed the challenge.
Challenge took a minute, but
it took
it was
a minute
worth
to get
it.
Our schedules figured out, to get all out there on the diamond together. But we have completed the challenge, and before we even get into it, Ben, I'd like to give you the opportunity to apologize.
Whoa!
I would like
whoa,
you to
whoa,
me,
whoa.
To the listener,
first
to Andrew
of all,
and Ron for wasting all of our time. If you would like to apologize straight up now.
Well, first of
I'm
all,
just saying you
first
can.
Of all, this is just mm-hmm. bad podcasting because yep. now everybody believes they know what happened.
I never said this was a good podcast. Not
no.
once.
But also, I don't think I owe you an apology. I showed up. I played the game.
Did you? Did you do either one of those things?
Why don't you ask us the question, did we complete the challenge?
Everyone came to the batting cages. Everyone went out and did throwing challenges and hitting challenges. But I still don't think you completed the challenge.
Oh, wow.
Because
wow.
what you did
you,
wasn't even
all right, let's
recognizable.
Wheel the pirate cannon out in
now
front of Ben's
I'm
face.
Seeing Adam Graylin Holland. This is the side... This is the private school side.
Adam Graylin Holland.
This is the private school.
Cool, yeah,
how's
cool
that
disc,
been in your back
cool
pocket
disc.
This whole time?
No, I'm just saying it's your like private school upbringing is showing the way you're taunting me and bullying me.
I think what's showing is my athletic upbringing that has nothing to do with schooling and the amount of time I spent playing baseball and real sports versus grappling with other dudes in a sad ring in Westminster.
Okay, first of all, it's Arvada.
Okay.
Which is a much nicer suburb of Denver. Okay.
What they have done with the town center is nice, and I will admit that. It's open carry now. You can bring your gun and your drink.
Well, fuck you.
Those are the new improvements.
Andrew, I will apologize maybe later. But Andrew...
Okay.
Andrew, you handle this. I don't want to talk to Adam anymore because I just...
Oh, like, cool.
Yeah, so as listeners know, I have a lot of side gigs. I have a lot of jobs, a lot of side hustles to make my money. And one of those jobs is as a scout for the West Calhoun Ribeyes...
Yep.
Single A minor league team.
Everyone
it
knows
feeds
this.
Into the Hiroshima Carp system overall, but
it's the overseas pipeline.
Yeah, yeah. Sam Jacobs, our general utility man, went down. He got hurt doing one of the 7 jobs he has to do to be a minor league baseball player. He was stocking groceries at midnight and slipped off of a ladder. So we had to we had to have a call up. We had to have a call up. So let me put on my scout glasses here.
Oh, yes.
And slip into West Calhoun Ribeyes scout mode.
If you're just listening, Andrew's putting on, I mean, just picture the raw sex that is Jose Canseco and what sunglasses he'd be wearing. And Andrew's wearing those right now.
I found the most perfect baseball asshole glasses ever. And I gifted them to all of everybody on the pod. You'll see the
Andrew's
photos.
Andrew's ring light that he uses to illuminate himself for the webcam portion is giving it a very futuristic look. It's like he's got some sort of heads-up display in the glasses.
It's very Blade Runner.
Yeah, it's got a, and like he's getting a scan and a readout of our clothing sizes. He's like pant size 31.
Well, yeah, I've got about 8 monitors with all of your biometric data. Like this is a huge process to see who we're gonna call up.
Okay, so you're scouting.
I want to say this: the one thing that Adam and I can agree on is that we both agree wholeheartedly on the illustrious history of the Ribeyes. And this is a team
we both want to play for.
A franchise as storied as the Calhoun Ribeyes.
West Calhoun Ribeyes. Calhoun Ribeyes is the WNBA team.
Yes, the WC.
Yeah, we're the West Calhoun
Ribeyes. Yeah, there's a blood feud between Calhoun and West Calhoun that's never quite been solved. So, Andrew, you're now in scouting mode. I don't like this. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, first we hit the cages. We took these boys to the cages to see what kind of hitters they were.
Where were you again? What was the name of that park?
It was Pioneer Park in Commerce City. Beautiful,
beautiful Commerce City, Colorado. Commerce City, Denver.
If you want to picture what Commerce City sounds like, just picture a Commerce City in your head, and that is what this is.
Picture a massive petroleum refinery in the middle of a residential area, and also a huge pet food factory also in the middle of a residential area. That should paint the picture.
Yep.
This park shared its space with a water park that was misspelled, which was driving me truly insane.
But the park is very beautiful. It is a very well-maintained.
There's beautiful fields. Even the water park looked fun. The batting cages, there were a few out of order, but there were enough for us to get a sample here. So without further ado, these boys started out in the 45-mile-an-hour cages.
Now that's not for the faint of heart. Not everybody just jumps right into 45 mph. But Ben and I,
true, they did have a T-ball stand next to the batting cages.
We said we don't need it.
Warm up.
We don't
on.
Need it. We'll go straight to the 45ers.
Beside that, a ball on a string hanging from a branch, which was shockingly hard to hit with any consistency. Yep. But the 45, as I call it, the school zone.
Yeah, the school zone. Cages. Wow, your school zones are 45. Run, kids, run! Run!
It's a natural selection. We want only the fastest kids to survive.
Yeah, it's almost highway speeds. Better toddle your ass in there.
All right.
Okay, so there were 2 rounds in the 45 cages. The first system I used was to award points for solid hits, half points for fouls, no points for a swing and a miss, obviously. So in round one, Ben netted himself 9 points. Adam had 13.5.
Okay, but just stop. Can we talk for a second about how I smoked Adam in the warm-up? We had a warm-up round, and I wish we had taken that because I smoked you. Adam was big whiff city on the first on the warm-up round in the 45s, and no one gives me any fucking credit for that.
I didn't even watch the warm-up rounds. There were warm-up rounds. This is true. I missed it.
It's not even.
So did literally everyone
Adam,
else, including the
integrity.
2 little boys who
were
watching and said Adam was the better hitter. So
yes, I will give Ben some credit. We got into the 45 round. We each said, let's each do 1 warm-up round and then 1 real round where we compete. And I was definitely missing on a few as I found my stroke in the warm-up round, whereas Ben was able to make contact earlier than I was. Haven't swung a bat in years. And in the warm-up round, Ben was able to find the ball quicker than I was. I was way ahead of it.
All right. So, yes, I will concede the first round I did lose by 4.5 points, but I think I won in that first practice round. So,
well, that's why they call it a warm-up practice round. It's not counted. Then we moved up to the 55-mile-an-hour cage where Ben, this was much closer. Ben scored 10 points. Adam scored 12 points. In the 55s. Hmm.
So this one, when we got up to speed, it was actually easier to hit, I thought. When you got up to about 55, that's when it seemed to match the speed of my own swing. So, like, I definitely felt more comfortable at the 55. Adam, obviously, came in. Go ahead, Adam.
I definitely felt comfortable with 55 as well, but they did not have batting gloves at this facility, and it was, you know, shitty bats and kind of rubber balls. And after round one of 55, I was full on bleeding from my palms, blister.
Both these boys got hurt in the cages. That's right. Adam tore his palm.
My injury was sustained on the gate, closing it.
Ben got pinched by the gate.
I got my finger pinched by the gate, guys. And I tell you what, that put a hitch in my swing. I don't think that we've talked enough about the injury I sustained that was through no fault of my own. But I would argue through
And that's a legit lawsuit against Commerce City right there.
Yes.
That really is.
I can't talk much about it as I am currently involved in some deep litigation right now.
Is my dad doing
it? No, Frank Azar is. I've got the strong arm.
Yeah, with the big dogs. So Ben and I both sustained injuries and we moved up to the 70 mile per hour.
You did. We moved up to the 70, and if you've never been in a batting cage before, 70 miles an hour is really fast. It feels kind of dangerously fast at 70 and up. And this one, they only took one round on. And
my hands wouldn't let me go further.
Yeah. So Ben scored 7.5 points. Adam scored 11.5 points. But just for fun, I compiled a little Frankenstein batting average. I treated every pitch as a plate appearance. And I dumped all
this
the fouls out.
This is the most
out.
Insane metrics. This is crazy. Every pitch is a plate appearance.
Yeah.
And you're dumping out the fouls. Got it. Okay.
So this is how I compiled the batting average. In the 70-mile-an-hour cage, Ben was batting a 150,
oh.
.150. That's a pitcher's batting average. Adam, in the 70-mile-an-hour, was batting 350. 350 in the 70-mile-an-hour cage.
It's a Hall of Fame batting average.
That's fucking bullshit.
Pretty interesting there once we get to the 70s.
I sustained an injury. I was injured.
Bleeding from my palm.
You were both injured pretty equally.
No, Adam had an ergonomic batting injury. I mean, this happened where the injury is supposed to be sustained, on the heel of his hand. I had mine on the inside of my finger. It's a place where I have to apply a fair amount of pressure. I found it put a hitch in my swing, and I wasn't allowed to take some time to really heal up.
Andrew, you may proceed.
Are you Wolverine? Were you going to heal the same day?
No, I think a 6 to 8 day DL list was not an unreasonable request on my part. But
So this was interesting, and you know, we don't have to delve too far into how quality the contact was. I'll say Adam was airdropping that baseball into doubles country down the third baseline regularly.
You guys...
a doubles hitting machine. Ben,
okay.
I didn't even get to you yet. Ben did spread the field intentionally or not, which is good to see. But if I had to choose between the two, I'd rather take the reliable doubles hitting machine.
Okay, so I will give the fact that Adam made, he had some good contact on a number of pitches. He's got an odd looking stroke. I'm not going to say it's
stop.
It's
that.
Not. I'm not going to say
it's beautiful.
We have a true wealth of footage for our Patreon.
With
the
footage
to Ron.
Come out, I don't
so
think there's any.
If you want to be the stroke judges,
that's why people come
into
podcasts.
Listener, you'll
it's
have
it's
an
more
opportunity.
Of an audio medium. It's not really one that lends itself to visual. You know, I don't. I think
so. If we were just calling up based on hitting alone,
stupid.
It'd be Adam in every category. But it's not based on hitting alone. We
okay,
also.
Wait, so in hitting alone, it's Adam in every category. Got it.
No, every round, Adam. He's playing.
Despite Ben bringing the challenge, saying he's better than me. Okay, just want to establish the criteria.
Okay,
got
but
it.
Let's establish, first of all, Andrew had two young children who did not belong to us in any manner. They weren't our kids.
I didn't have. They were there batting. You make it sound like I brought them.
Yeah, and then you looped them in on the whole friggin' thing, and they were insulting my swing. I got in my head.
Producer Ron looped them in. I didn't loop them in.
No, Ben was the one that kept talking to all of them.
I know. But I was trying to win them back on my side because I feel like you got...
Ben was trying to get some of that charisma going at the cages. Yeah, someone asked them who the better hitter was.
I definitely asked that question, but I thought that perhaps because I had coaxed you into giving them quite a bit of big league chug that they would take my side. But the trading little bastards...
They were, as you put it, they were hopped up on shredded gum.
These kids were hopped up. They couldn't see straight. All right, next challenge.
So we moved on to the field. It was time to see these boys on the field.
And I gotta say, it was a little hot. It was hot, mid-90s.
Yeah.
When we took it over to the field, it was around
hot,
4
yes.
in the afternoon, but the sun had not started to relent. It was very hot out there. No shade.
No retractable dome. And the sun is particularly cruel on Commerce City. I feel like it just hits it at an angle that it gets you. So we had an accuracy challenge first. There was a pole behind the fence. It was about the width of maybe a hand, I would say. I'd put it about a hand's width. And we had these boys stand on the pitcher's mound and try to hit that pole from the pitcher's mound or as close to it as they could.
Just the back of the backstop, a pole just right
and
in the back of the backstop.
I went first, which put the sun at an odd angle. Now, this was coming into my eye at this point, and it was hard to...
The sun was setting in the southwest today. It was a unique... cosmic occurrence.
I don't know. I've been looking at James Webb telescope to see if there's been any answer, but there's nothing from
nothing as of yet, huh?
I've messaged NASA several times. This one was really hard. That bar was, and I almost hit that thing a couple times. You do have to give me credit.
You painted either side of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, Ben showed accuracy. There were more than a few throws. Ben was unable to elevate the ball off. By the time it was reaching there, it was hitting the board at the bottom, but it was on target. But it didn't quite have the power to...
Whoa, let's not criticize my power, Scout. All right.
Well, we're going to get to your power in a second. Adam hit the pole. Adam hit the pole. It was only hit once. It was truly remarkable. You can hear the magical sound in the footage.
Oh, man, what if Ron made that the magic of podcasting sound? And through the magic of podcasting, ping.
yeah, that's what we should. Ping.
Oh, that would be fun.
It would be fun for
it?
Me, and it would not be fun for you because you lost this challenge so embarrassingly. Andrew, keep going.
And Adam was closer to the pole than he was not. They had 5 chances, and they took 2 rounds, and Adam was closer to the pole of the majority of the time. So based on the accuracy challenge.
That is, I object, point of parliamentary procedure. You were not keeping any kind of tally of that. That is bullshit.
What are you talking about? I was absolutely keeping a tally.
You're injecting your own bias. You're injecting your own bias. Adam gave you money or something.
That's not true at all.
We were throwing out a poll. Adam hit the pole, yet Ben is not willing to say I was closer to the pole.
I said you hit the pole, but to say every other pitch after that was accurate?
I didn't say every other pitch. I said more times than not.
Oh, that is such
more
fucking
times
bullshit.
Than not.
I was so
he was
close
within,
to that fucking
he was within a hand's
pole.
Reach of that pole.
You're so fucking stupid. You're clearly on his side.
It is so sad to watch this dog fight for scraps. It is so sad.
Let's move on to the power challenge. Since you mentioned it, let's get into it. We had these boys stand on home plate and throw into the outfield to see who could throw farther. And if you'll remember, if you'll hearken back to Act 1, this was Ben's major selling point on this challenge, that Ben could throw a baseball farther.
Before we start, I would like to set up a couple quick things.
Okay.
That morning, I had done an hour and a half of jujitsu, and then I went and lifted at Planet Fitness for an hour after my jujitsu. So I will say I did not come into this at 100% because I'd already been working out.
So you sabotaged your own opportunity to play for the West Calhoun Ribeyes.
I thought it would give me an edge.
Okay, all right. Well, we didn't measure these with a laser, but luckily we didn't need to. Ben was unable to clear the infield dirt with any of his throws.
No, that's not true.
Listener, understand that. Ben stood at home plate and tried to throw into the outfield as far as he could. Couldn't clear the infield. That's all I
went into
want
the outfield.
Picture.
Ron, back me up.
No idea. I don't remember. I had my camera pointed at you, so I wasn't really paying attention.
It hit the dirt and rolled into the outfield.
No, it did not. It hit the outfield like me
they
throwing
all, they all rolled into the grass, into the outfield, but they it all hit the, that's, the dirt before true. They rolled into the grass.
That's not true.
It is true.
I don't
it is true.
Ben, I love you, and it was close.
It was not close. If 22 feet is close, it was close.
No, the challenge wasn't close. Adam threw the ball, but because he masturbates so much, his arm is so tight, he can reach back. And when he does, it's like that. What's that?
Little Rookie of the Year
or whatever
phenomenon.
That movie was.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, that thing.
Rookie of the Year, but with the masturbating. That's right.
Yeah.
Adam's
exactly.
throws always cleared the infield, hit the outfield.
Oh,
and I don't know if Ron's shotgun mic could pick up the
cuck.
Noises. The noises
cuck.
That Ben was making behind me in the outfield. The noises of someone being stabbed while someone else was like covering their mouth while Adam was throwing. Adam handily threw the ball farther. No yardstick needed or a chain of yardsticks needed.
So where are we at now? Three events won and then one event remaining.
Fucking
so
mouth.
Three wins for Adam,
we don't
zero
have
for
to
Ben.
Do this.
Pose the challenge,
no, no, we're doing
one
everything.
Remaining.
No, we're going to do all the claims. All the claims. I wasn't looking for either of you boys to pitch, but who knows? Maybe in a blowout, I could use you up there on the mound. So we did a fastest pitch, and producer Ron was kind enough to count frames to calculate your pitch speed.
That's pretty amazing. Ron counted frames with
so,
his camera.
Which
to
lets
get
you
our,
know,
our
everybody listening, there's no science behind this. None of this is accurate. This is all done by counting. What is that? Counting frames.
It's not even if he counted frames.
So I was taking video. There are 24 frames per second in the video that I was filming. And so I counted the number of frames it took for your ball to leave your hand and then hit the fence. From home plate to the pitching mound is 60.
It's 60 feet, 6 inches.
Huh. Ben knows the game, just can't play it.
Ben did this very odd little waddle walk to remeasure that to try and make it the same distance from where you guys were throwing to the fence.
Exactly. So I tried. It's not exactly.
It looked like it was pretty close.
It's pretty close.
All my calculations are based on Ben's feet being exactly accurate. Obviously, that's not true. But pretty close enough. I can definitely say that Adam, whenever he threw it, his balls, whenever he would throw it,
it
was 15 to 16 frames. So he would hit the fence in less than a second. He was able to get to the fence in less than a second. Ben, you were 21 frames. And Andrew, you were 24 frames. You were like right
at
it.
And no one is looking at how light affects the camera and frame recognition.
Okay, so Adam's fastest pitch using the Ron method, which is controversial. MLB is thinking about adopting the Ron method. We don't know if it's going to happen. But according to the Ron method, Adam threw the ball at 62 miles an hour. And he clocked Ben at 47 miles an hour for his fast, which we call in the business the get well balloon pitch. Kind of that Mylar balloon coming into the hospital room. just floating in.
You fucking assholes.
I will say, I went and checked the other throws. Ben's fastest throw was about 50 miles an hour.
Okay.
He topped 50 miles an hour one time. Andrew, your average was 40 miles an hour.
Okay, well.
So if I had to say, it was 60 for Adam, 50 for Ben, 40 for Andrew.
Well, that.
Just like your comedy.
Does make
yeah.
All right, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron,
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you, producer Ron. Please raise the producer Ron shield. We've heard enough. So,
son of a bitch. If I ever meet you in person, producer Ron, I'm going to fucking kill you.
So based on all this scouting data, I mean, it's a slam dunk, not to mix sports, but I've got to call up Adam Caton-Holland to the West Calhoun Ribeyes. And they called me crazy. Ownership called me crazy. Calling up a 44-year-old with a metal foot? To the little bigs?
43. I'm in the prime of my 43. Fucking life.
I'm sorry. My scouting report is off.
Well, no one knows what year I was born. Kind of like Satchel Paige. Some people say I'm 51, but I'll
never
tell.
Nice, nice. So congratulations, Adam. We can definitively say you are better at baseball.
It's an honor.
This challenge has proven that.
I think I'd like Ben to definitively say that I am better at baseball.
What I will acknowledge, and I want this to be made clear, is that it really does highlight that games like baseball are about technique. So you don't have to be stronger or better looking or more athletic, as I had assumed would be my, like, the attributes that I would bring into this. But you can be meeker and more meeker. Physically inferior and still shine. And so I want to also point out that while Adam did throw 62 miles an hour while he gloats, that is still a pathetic knuckleball speed that he was throwing in the format of a two-seam fastball. So it's not as if Adam is very strong. My technique is just off, and given time, I feel confident that I would be able. But yes, Adam, in the context of this challenge and in the context of not taking into account physical attributes.
Come on, back the truck up here. Back it up.
In the context and taking into account that I had previously done about 2 hours of exercise.
You sound like a politician who got caught in a fucking airport bathroom.
Give me a second. I will address those in 1 minute. I want to say that, yes, under that myriad of circumstances, I will admit that Adam did do well.
Better.
Well.
Better. Better.
Which is a version of well. And I would argue we could get caught and lost into the semantics of words and what do they mean. But Adam did fine. He did fine. And
finer.
And
he did finer.
Adam, will you accept that from me?
No. There's a couple things I'd like to say. There's a few things I would like to say. One is, and Andrew, I'm not trying to make any fun of you because you're not, you weren't the one being like, oh, I'm the best fucking baseball player in the world. Ben, however, did say he was better than me. He came at me directly and threatened me. We were tossing, the three of us were tossing to warm up, and I couldn't even warm up my arm because Ben couldn't reliably catch the ball and throw it back enough for me to get my arm warmed up.
Me?
So I would throw to Ben, he would not catch it. And I'd be like, okay, great. And I'd have to go watch you run and recover it. Ditto, Andrew. I couldn't get a proper
that
fucking
is not,
warm-up. Because there's one ball
player
on that field.
That's a fucking lie.
Two
You've
kids,
already won and you're
two
embellishing.
Two kids who are out there
you even
liking
told,
the sport.
I when you
challenged
for
me.
A second, I turned around at one point and Adam, and Ron can attest to this, is shaking his hand out because he said, I'm not confident about this one because Ben throws hard.
Yeah, almost 50 miles an hour.
No, that is such bullshit. And you even, oh, you fucking,
What galls me most is the amount of time I spent playing this growing up that you've just disrespected. This challenge would be like if I came to you, Ben Roy, and said, I'm better at being the front man of a band than you. And you would say, well, what credentials do you have, Adam? Have you spent the 10,000 hours? And I'd say, nope, I just think I am because I like bands. That's what fucking happened in this challenge.
No.
And you got showed the fuck up 4-0 in every competition. You got smoked. And I said in the act one, I'm not going to be gracious. I'm not going to be a good winner. I'm not going to pretend like, oh, we had a good time. We're all friends. Wasn't it fun that we hung out? What would you usually do? We don't have enough time to hang out. We're so busy and we always do work. We don't just get to hang out and be friends. There was nothing friendly about this. You shot at the king and you fucking missed. And now you need to fucking bury your glove in your back and never play the sport again. And I'm glad Milo's full grown so he doesn't have to look up to you as a baseball player. Now he can go find other men who can play the sport if he wants to play it.
Okay.
Wow.
So you are no example.
Now we get to the question, does this make a world a better place? Will we ever do this?
I do also want to say something. Maybe the listeners thinking this popped up your head. You're like, what did Andrew do in this challenge? Did Andrew just go and like chew gum and play grab ass at the batting cages? What was going on over here?
He did.
This
That's
baseball
exactly what he did.
Challenge was the sub challenge of this episode. What Ben, in his kind of unique knowledge, actually brought to this podcast was a Know Your Limitations challenge, which I absolutely aced. The baseball challenge was the sub-challenge of the Know Your Limitations challenge. I played Little League as a kid. I was so bad at it. I was terrible in every category, and I never got better. And
I played baseball fine. I was a fine baseball player. I hit the ball well. And I am not going to be placed in any kind of category with you, Andrew.
Oh.
I will not be put down in a...
Ben's lashing out in every direction.
No, I'm not lashing out in every direction.
He lashes out?
Listen, there was...
He said lashily?
No. There was a fifth chat. I have a lisp, Andrew. Way to make fun of it, of my speech impediment. Listen, I tried to get a fifth one, which was the mound charge challenge.
The charge the mound. That's right. You wanted to charge
the mound.
Where
we get into a fight on the field, and you wouldn't accept it, Adam. You would not accept that I got to play that, because I would have fucking smoked your ass.
Thus me winning again in the sub-challenge, the Know Your Limitations. Not only did I win the challenge, I won the Know Your Limitations, for I am not a fighter, I am a ball player. And if there's a fight on the ball field, I will hope my angrier friends will defend
me. Listener, let that be the takeaway. When people are talking about stuff and getting competitive, if you know you're not good at it, just sit back and enjoy the show.
I'm not bad at baseball. I can play the fucking game. We shagged some fly balls. Did I drop a single one of those? You didn't give me any fucking credit on that. I fielded them like a fucking pro. You're telling me I can't catch when we're playing long toss?
When you say the words like a pro, have you watched a pro?
No.
And then compare your style against a pro.
I've so much baseball. You know I love baseball. I have a baseball.
And what about the way you play it reminds you of how the pros play it? What specifically?
I think the lust that they bring for the game.
He didn't even say lust for the game.
All right.
It's just, you wasted my time, you wasted Andrew's time, you wasted Ron's time. I hope the listener had some fun listening to this, but I feel like you kind of wasted their time.
Oh, you are such...
And it's just like, again, I asked you to apologize to start out the half, and you haven't. So just apologize now, dude, because you're not as good as me as baseball. You're not as good at baseball as me.
You're not as good at me at baseball, yeah.
I have a lisp.
His hand is hurt. He has a hurt hand. So let's go around. Is this good for the world, and would you do it again? Me? Absolutely. Is it fun to go play around at the baseball park with your friends? Yeah, it was fun. I had a great time. It was a great afternoon. Cheered me right up. I was down in the dumps. It was fun. But it's a Know Your Limitations challenge. So yes, I would absolutely reserve my involvement in a competition based on my knowledge of my limitations, for sure.
I thought that it was a good challenge up until the pettiness played into it. And I think...
You proposed this. You made these bold claims, and now you can't... You can't eat this humble pie. You just can't.
It's actually a humble hot dog, keeping in the theme of baseball. It's a foot long.
Andrew, just let us go for a minute.
Just shut the fuck up, okay, for a second.
Don't you climb into the producer? Don't you climb behind that producer's shield with Ron for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
all right.
Warm in there. Okay.
Move over, Ron. God damn it.
No one.
It's like a cockpit in here.
The ribeye's attendance has been down for months, and you know this, Andrew. And you're coming in as if you have any authority on putting butts in seats. I want to say that while I did not win this challenge, I would put asses in seats at the stadium, and that's why you should have brought it in, because I do I think this makes the world a better place? Yes. I think 100% playing baseball, like getting out, baseball is reasonably affordable. And there's fields everywhere.
That was $20 for like 15 rounds in the cage. That was that's very affordable.
And they have, you know, the free helmets, and then just all the different fields over there, getting out there and just hitting a ball or putting together a game with people. That's always been fun. That was what I used to do for my birthday parties, was big softball games. And I loved doing that. I do hope we get to get back out on the field. I love playing long toss, throwing the ball around.
Oh, by long toss, you mean in the infield, right?
Adam, would you like to answer the fucking question? Why don't you answer the fucking question?
I mean, long toss traditionally is like, you know, from like across the outfield, but I guess you could do a version between third and first. So you guys get like 5 feet off the bag, kind of come in towards each other, towards the pitcher's mound. You could probably pull it off.
Adam, why don't you answer the fucking question? And then if at all possible, I'd like to come by your house for a few minutes this afternoon to talk in person.
Sure.
Adam, what do you think? Does this make the world a better place? And
I think getting out and having as good clean fun, as they say, and fucking around and playing sports with your boys is a blast, makes the world a better place. We were having fun with those two kids. They were laughing at our antics. It was just like baseball. It was everyone there loved baseball, and it was fun to sort of...
We turned them onto the pod, so welcome, you two. Yeah. You're probably listening
welcome,
right
dudes.
Now.
Thanks, 13-year-olds yeah. in Commerce City. Welcome aboard. So that is fun. Will I accept a challenge at my honor from Ben again? I'm sure I'll have to at some point for this pod. But if I want to go play baseball, I'll go and play with one of the dozens of friends I have who are better than Ben, who can match my level, and we can play at that level. And I'll go play with my 76-year-old father, who is three times as good as you. And that'll be a more fulfilling experience.
Okay, I'm sensing a sequel to this challenge that
I hope the Ribeyes are happy because they've apparently signed the Ty Cobb of minor league baseball, a modern era piece of shit.
No, I may be a dick, but I'm not racist. I may be a dick, but
yes,
I'm not racist.
Woke Ty Cobb, thank you that we've got him now.
You're welcome.
Isn't that the title of your next
Woke Ty Cobb,
Adam? Woke Ty Cobb. Really trying to get a wide audience.
That was
he's not the Georgia peach. He's the Fulton. Woke he's the Fulton County peach.
Well, that was an extremely unscientific and.
But luckily, it didn't need to be because to even the most casual observer, the results
Andrew,
were clear in every category.
Thank you to kindly shut your mouth. Okay,
and I agree. I've been a real asshole in this episode, and that was by intention. I said in Act One, I'm not going to handle this well. When you come and attack my honor, and then I defend it, and you still won't accept your loss, I will be a dick the whole fucking
episode.
Well,
that was
episode.
Fun.
And as you will when I challenge you to best punk rocker fucking
I'm not
episode.
A punk
and,
rocker.
And think I'm better
That's
than
not,
you at it.
There is more to my personality.
Oh, so you have read your reviews.
Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live show that happens the last Saturday of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater, although this month not happening at the Bug Theater because the High Plains Comedy Festival, if you're listening to this as it happens, is just around the corner in a couple days, and we're doing a live taping of Boy Crazy and a live Grolix show.
Oh,
so
boy. Ben, I've got the details of that. Okay. I've got the exact details.
Yes.
So the live Boy Crazy is at 6 p.m. on Saturday, September 23rd at the High Dive. And later that night, we'll be doing a live Grolix at 9 p.m. at the Skylark Lounge. So Saturday, double dipping on the Grolix. Get in on that, guys. It's going to be fun. Get tickets now at High Plains Comedy Festival.
Yeah. So why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from the scout of the much revered West Calhoun Ribeyes, Moonlights.
Go Ribeyes.
Moonlights as a stand-up comedian, definitely not his strength.
Of course.
You know? But I think you're all going to enjoy this. So give a listen to Skipper Andrew Orvidal, and when we return, third actors, you're on deck, the best third act in the biz. We've got more show. We're going to tease up next episode's challenge, so stay tuned.
They also added home run gimmicks. That had to come down from Major League Baseball. They're like, yeah, you got to do something after you hit a home run. Once you get back to the dugout, you got to do something so like dum-dums know that something important happened in the game. So every team has its own little home run gimmick. Like the Seattle Mariners, they get to hold a trident. They come down, yeah, very on brand. It's great. They get to parade through the dugout with a trident. Baltimore Orioles get to drink from a hose. That's fun, right? They get a little hose drink. Colorado Rockies eat two fistfuls of cat litter. Mmm. Yeah, just two fistfuls right out of the kitty box. They could not be trying to die more actively. They're like, there's more than one way out of a contract. Fuck it. Few more home runs and I'm fucking out of this chicken shit operation. Delicious.
Welcome to the third act, third actors. Nice to see you. Thanks for tuning in to your favorite third act in the game.
Thanks for sitting tight.
Yeah, thanks for riding the pine.
I mean, I got to say, let's just quickly thanks to them for just sitting tight, turning the volume down to zero for the 45 minutes until the good stuff.
There we are,
the
bottom
stuff
of the ninth
want.
Inning.
I also refer
bottom
to the third actors sometimes as the FFers. They're kind of fast-forwarding, and they're hoping, ooh, did I land on it? Then sometimes they'll rewind, but they generally have got a good sense when that third act's going to land, and here we are.
They sit by the proverbial door aware that we're about to come home. You know, and so they're just waiting at that
tail
doormat.
A wagon.
Are they going to feed me
slippers?
Are they going to walk
in their mouth? But we're excited.
Yeah,
we're excited that you're here. You don't care about the challenge. I handily defeated Ben Roy at a baseball challenge. Doesn't matter. The important thing is that Ben, Andrew, and myself are all better than every member of the Colorado Rockies, and that is indisputable.
We all learned a little bit about ourselves along the way.
Indeed.
Up top, big thank yous. I want to thank the crew at Pioneer Park up there in Commerce City. Those are amazing baseball fields, cool batting cages. They're not expensive. They totally helped us out. They let us in to goof around on their immaculate field. So thank you to Pioneer Park up in Commerce City.
As soon as my hand started bleeding, I said, can I get some Band-Aids? He's like, I'm sorry, I only got these small ones. I was like, that's fine. Anything works. I put them on my hand. And then 5 minutes later, he comes back and he says, here's some big ones I found. He stayed on the job. That's how hard those dudes work in Commerce City.
That batting cage attendant has better customer service than 99% of America.
Yep.
Put that guy in charge of everything.
100%.
That's the guy who cares about the fields he works on. Andrew, can you hit us with it?
Oh, yeah.
And really feel it this time?
Oh, I wish we could do like a baseball organ.
Yeah, hey, plug me out to the ball game.
Plugs!
Yeah. Give us we're at the baseball game.
I did an organ, but I coughed. Plugs!
Oh, boy.
I'm a little sick.
Yeah, you are a little sick. But
don't say it like it is an insult. It's a sentence.
It's a death sentence, Andrew, at your age. Yes. Well, there's only one plug that matters, and it is this week, the High Plains Comedy Festival, year 10.
Oh,
Denver.
Yeah.
It's a comedy extravaganza, and we have two shows on Saturday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. We're doing a live Boy Crazy. And should we spoil it? Should we tell them what we're doing?
I think we should. Yeah.
Yeah, let's tell them. At least give them a taste.
We are going to appraise the hunks of the High Plains Comedy Festival. We are going to crown...
Hunkiest headshot.
Not physically how they are now, but as the headshot that they turned into the festival, we're appraising who's the hunkiest live. It's going to be very competitive. I'll tell you that much.
So many to choose from. It's going to be amazing.
There really are.
We got some special guests going to join us on stage. It's going to be awesome.
And then that same night at 9 p.m. at the Skylark, we are doing our live Grolic show that we do every year, which is always a lot of fun.
It's always a blast.
Tickets, very few remaining. HighPlainsComedyFestival.com. Get them now. They're going to sell out for sure.
Get into it. And while you're at it, while you're goofing around online getting those tickets, check us out on social media. We're at Grolic Comedy. Comedy everywhere. Give us a follow, a review, whatever you feel like. Thanks for broadening our reach.
But more importantly, thank you for broadening our pockets. We can't do this without the cash you send us in the mail. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Patreon is cash based. So like every month I get an envelope that's got about 280 ones in it. And I stuff them into my pockets and I walk around like king shit. King shit.
Can you see? What people out there can't see is that Andrew has leveled his camera and has stepped out of the way to show you what he's got there.
I'm going to stare off with my dog.
Okay, great.
You got to keep your status as the alpha with these two. And once they start a staring contest, you can't lose. You cannot lose.
All right, Adam,
Andrew,
feel free to
I was Cesar Millan anytime during a Patreon plug, during anything anyone's saying, feel free to show us how you discipline your dogs at the expense of the pod. No problem.
Any of these games, staring contest, yep. Thumb war, tic-tac-toe, when they initiate, you have to beat them at it. You have to.
I'm trying to say Patreon is very important to us because it allows us to do this pod,
and
we really appreciate our Patreon supporters. The ones we appreciate the most are the ones who come in at the Ben level, and they get what? Birthday shout outs every month.
Toot, toot.
It is time
What's that clamor coming from the back of the restaurant? Oh my God, it's us. We're coming out. Everyone's clapping. We've got the house dessert on a little tray with a sparkler candle.
Yes. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy H-A-P-P-Y-U-P-I-R-D-H-E-A-Y.
Hey, okay.
It's not a very official song.
I don't think any of us have ever worked at a place where we had to sing happy birthday, did we? So this is
this is the
universe's punishment. They're like, you think you're going to get out of this? You're not. You're still going to have to celebrate people's birthdays.
My father did not dodge the Vietnam War so that I could sing happy birthday at Maggiano's. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, we've got a number
Johnny
of September
H in the
birthdays.
Jungles of Nam. You did great out there. Did you see that mortar? The way that you banked that mortar into that village, that was probably the best mortar shelling I've ever seen in my life.
I love
Johnny,
it.
Johnny, get down! Yeah. All right.
Okay. Now that we've got that out of Andrew's system, I think we can move forward here. We have a group of September birthdays, some people who have been with us for a long time. And as always, we have a theme where we kind of fortune tell a little bit of about our Patreons. We display what we know, how much we know about these people.
Indeed.
And so
you're not just fans, you're psychic family.
Yeah. And I think what we should do today in honor of the baseball challenge, let's tell people what these birthday shout out people, what their favorite minor league baseball team is.
I love it.
Minor league.
There's
so many minor league teams to choose from.
I'm ready to get right to it.
You're ready to get right to it.
You're the best at this. You're an encyclopedia of minor league teams. So Laura Ochoa,
right.
Longtime fan. Happy birthday, Laura. Who's she supporting?
Laura, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, Laura, huge fan of the Riverton, Wyoming Dirty Mattresses.
Oh,
Riverton,
shit.
Wyoming Dirty Mattresses, double A team up there in Wyoming. Great second baseman.
Yeah.
Jake Stubb, second baseman, 67th ranked prospect in the Colorado Rockies system. Riverton, Wyoming, Dirty Mattresses.
Ben, why don't you take this next one?
Sure.
It is Sean Sakimai.
Oh, Sean Sakimai.
Sean Sakimai. I looked up the pronunciation. That is it.
Yeah, and Sean has been with us for a while. And what's crazy is I don't know exactly where Sean resides, but roots for a very old Colorado team. The pride and joy of northern Denver metro area, the Commerce City Sulphur Farts. And this is a team, as you both know, that took the High A Denver Metro Regional Instructional League Baseball Championships 4 years running, was the Iron Curtain in the 1990s. I mean, you couldn't get by a Sulphur Fart.
Yeah.
Go Sulphur Farts. Yeah.
And it was a...
I still have my yellow foam fart finger.
Well, they did the middle one. Remember, they were one of the few organizations to be like, "Fuck it, we're doing the middle finger."
Yeah, and well, they're the sulfur farts.
These guys are badass.
Yeah, these guys are badass.
The bad boys of baseball.
Yeah, Adam, go ahead. Andrew, you want to feed Adam this one? Go ahead.
This next one, let me tee it up. This is like the home run derby. They're coming at you right over the plate, middle. Adam, this is Tiffany Lo Sasso.
Oh,
Tiffany
sure.
Lo Sasso's.
Oh, been with us for
favorite
a long
time.
I know for a fact Tiffany's a big fan of the Poughkeepsie Rent to Owns. And they're kind of a team that's very working class. The great
kind of
great promotion,
team.
Though,
before the, stadium.
Before the game, included in the price of a ticket is a down payment on a furniture item of your choice. And they have it all in the outfield. And it's kind of a mad scramble because everybody's like, I've got $10 into this lamp. I've got $10 into this TV. Everybody kind of plucks what they need out of the outfield, and then the game begins once the outfield's clear.
And this is, if people don't know, this is just an instructional league for the single A Lexington layover. And so this is a big team. This is a big team. The layaways, the Lexington layaways, I apologize. And so, wow. I have not heard of that team in a while, not since the steroid scandal. So that's
great
a big
logo,
one.
Though. Great logo.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew, do you...
Yeah, nothing like rented furniture for a goodbye.
When that love seat gets trucking across the outfield, I know it's time for baseball. Andrew, do you want to take this next one?
Team me up. Give me somebody.
Well, I'm going to tell you it's another veteran of our Patreon affairs. This would be Steph Gaia. So what do you think? What do you think here?
Huge fan of the Brookings, South Dakota Scratchers. The Brookings, South Dakota Scratchers. That'd be Scratcher tickets.
Okay.
Scratcher tickets. Yeah, the chief employer in the community, the Scratchers, Scratcher tickets. Yeah.
And that's,
I really like the territories where all these baseball teams are coming from. We're honing in on the overlooked parts of the country, and I think that's time we celebrated, you know, that.
Not us. I mean, that speaks to the type of people that follow us,
right?
People that care about Little
They're not
Mayor.
Just coastal fucking elites, you know what I mean? They're heartland.
Exactly.
Real baseball. Go see a Scratchers game. Go see their mascot, Little Scratchy. He's like a little dog with fleas.
Which is weird, because it is about scratch tickets.
He's a little dog with fleas. He's got 100 scratch tickets around his collar, and they release him, and whoever gets him gets to snag the tickets.
You catch him, you get to scratch a few before he wriggles out of your arms.
Yeah,
he bites. That's part of it.
All right, Ben.
Yeah.
All right. September, happy birthday to Kyle Bernhardy. Big happy birthday, Kyle. Ben, who's Kyle?
Great minor league baseball player name, by the way, Kyle.
Yeah,
Have you looked into it?
He's 7-for-13 in this series. And I tell you what, Kyle learned his soft stroke, as you guys know. What a beautiful stroke on Kyle.
Choo-choo.
It is a beautiful stroke, and he actually learned it by watching Butch Keegan, his favorite player, of course, the five-tool player from the Terre Haute Ball Bearings. Now, if you remember, the Terre Haute Ball Bearings were
amazing. Isn't that Kyle's favorite team, too?
That is. That's his favorite team.
Small world.
Couldn't get enough of Butch Keegan out there. Just hustle. They called him Hustle Butch Keegan.
Hustle Keegan, and, of course, terrible what happened with that flood at the Ball Bearing Stadium. Terrible
That's
kind of a black
eye. And they've never cleaned the water out. And a lot of the CDC is saying that that's where a lot of American cases of dengue fever are coming from. The flooding at Ball Bearing Stadium.
That is a shame. But anyway, Kyle's birthday. Happy birthday, Kyle.
Yeah. Adam, you want to take this last one? We're in the bottom of the ninth.
I feel like Kyle. So Kyle is a Ball Bearings fan, is what you're saying.
Yes. Kyle is a Ball Bearings fan. Yeah. Terre Haute Ball Bearings. Go Balls.
I'll take it. I'll take the next one.
All right. Adam, tell us right off the top of the dome, because I know you know this person, Danny Lanny. What do you think?
I do know Danny, and I know that she loves the Twin Falls, Idaho vasectomy reversers. Now, these are a team.
I mean, that's a huge industry up there, so it makes sense.
Oh my God.
Funded the ballpark.
A lot of guys in Twin Falls turn 21. They got 6 kids. They're like, I am out. But then their wife dies, divorced. Life happens. And these dudes, so they're like, I kind of want to get back in the game. And that's when they go to get a vasectomy reversal sponsored by Twin Falls, Idaho vasectomy reversers. And then they're back in it. And that's really kind of a story of love and redemption and a chance at second opportunities. And I feel like that is what the ball club really says.
Well, and I think they actually got the name because their first major sponsors, as you know, a lot of minor league teams need sponsors. I mean, they're not raking in the dough, of course, would have been Power Vasectomies, as you guys know, which is a chain of fast casual vasectomy stores around the Twin Falls area.
Okay, and that is the real irony, isn't it? It is the real irony for an organization to go from Power Vasectomies to vasectomy reversals. I think it speaks to the open-mindedness of the club.
And they leave. A lot of people know that the doctors, the proctologists at Power Vasectomies, they leave that knot.
The proctologists? They're going into the back? They're going through the back for the power vasectomy? I mean, I guess it makes sense. That's
it depends on the fast
route.
Urologist.
No, you said proctologist. I mean, it makes sense. They go in through the back door. What's faster than kicking in the back door like a DEA raid and snipping, giving it a snip? Of course, in that part of Idaho, there's a lot of recent Mormon converts. So these poor guys, they've only got like four or five kids. They convert to Mormonism. They need to get a few more. And that's where they can go in and go ahead and get everything retied.
And these urologists, they leave. People of power urology, they know these power guys. They know to leave the knot not tied as tight as it could have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They
a
leave
nice
it
little bow.
Yeah.
A nice little bow.
Yeah. Like a 4-year-old like shoe in there.
Like shoelaces.
Well, anyway, thank you, our Patreon subscribers, for your constant support. As we always say, and we're not just saying it to be a hyperbolic, this shit does not work without you. It's greatly appreciated. If you want your own birthday shout out, go ahead, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/GrolixSaves, and get signed up at the Ben level. Holy shit balls. That was funny. As always, this show does not work without the help of Golden Sombrero.
What
Ron
an honorary
Doyle.
Title.
Wow. Sure.
I can't believe we gave him the Golden Sombrero. Yeah. Congrats. Congrats, Ron.
Yeah.
I also want to say thank you to Mike Henderson for your help recording the live show. I like to think of him as the Bug Theater's bat boy.
Yes.
He gets anything done. You know what I mean? Anything.
He's just out there shagging the balls.
Seeds. Mm-hmm. Gum, whatever you want. Mike
and our theme song, as always, by First Ballot Hall of Famer Charlie Continental, but a big sticky asterisk on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, how much HGH is coursing through that guy's veins?
Well, and it's also, he's over-pintaring his bat, and everybody has known that. You can't get the thing out of his friggin' hand after he gets the hit. It's stuck to the glove.
He's sitting in the dugout, still in his batting stance.
You guys know I'm a purist, right? I'm a purist. My kid hung a Charlie Continental poster on his wall. I ripped it down. I said, nah, 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 that is an asterisk ball player. You go for a pure ball player.
Amazing. All right. Enough third act tomfoolery. What are we doing for the next challenge?
You know, I'd like to tell you what we're doing for the next challenge, but unfortunately, it's been redacted.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Are we testifying before Congress?
I can or cannot confirm that.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to just get out of here quick because I'm so excited. Play us out, Charlie!